Well, we're on the telephone with Todd Staples, who is Texas Agriculture Commissioner. And Todd has been participating in the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture annual meeting, which was taking place in Iowa this week. And Todd, I understand you've been touring around the state quite a bit there this week. Have you had a chance to spend much time in Iowa before?
This is my first year to be in Iowa, and it is quite impressive what we've seen, how much and large a role that Iowa agriculture plays in the state's economy, and really what Iowa means to our entire national food supply. Agricultural producers are using less land and less water and fewer resources to feed America today, and Bill Nardi has been a fabulous host to showcase the great work that Iowa farmers and ranchers are doing.
Of course, a lot of differences between agriculture in your state and in Iowa, but are you seeing similarities as well?
Well, I'm seeing a real passion for agricultural producers, both in Iowa, that relates to what we have in Texas, of men and women, families who care about the land, families who want to make certain the resources are available for the next generation. And really what we're talking about here at NASDA this week are partnerships on how to move our country forward. We have Environmental Protection Agency that has taken actions that are contrary to our ability to access low-cost energy and common-sense policies. We're wanting to work through those issues as a nation, as 50 states who are coming together and working out differences, but it's been very positive results so far.
Okay, understand that after a really devastating drought last year that things were a little better in Texas this year, at least for some parts of the state, as far as the weather was concerned. Give us a report on how things stand right now.
Well, Texans can empathize with Iowans. I've seen some lower lake levels as we've toured around a little bit here today. Of course, last year was the worst single-year drought in Texas history. We had over $8 billion in ag and forestry losses. We had devastating liquidation of our state's cattle herd, the greatest liquidation since the Great Depression. So we know a little bit about what Iowans are going through. We had a little bit of relief earlier this year, but Texas is going back into the same drought cycle that we've seen and the circumstances what we're seeing across the country.
Yeah, what about your cattle industry there, and how long you think it'll take to recover, or will it recover?
Well, we're very proud of the fact that we do lead the nation in the number of cattle and calves, but I've seen cattle receipts at livestock auction this year been down 27%. And with the high feed costs, which I think Iowans are pretty happy about high corn prices right now, and we're sure proud for our corn producers, but it is postponing the rebuilding process because we're dealing with the weather patterns that are still uncertain. We're dealing with higher input costs. Fertilizer costs continue to be very high. And so the ability, number one, and the willingness mentally to make that kind of a restocking investment and just having the available number of replacement heifers has been, you know, tremendous challenges that we face. And we want to make certain we've got that protein available. We need to make certain we've got the ability across all sectors to grow. But we think it's going to be several years. And when we see the growing economies in China and India and we see the competition around the world, we know that America has to continue to make certain we have a domestic food supply. We don't like being dependent on foreign oil. We cannot become dependent on foreign food, yet we see increases in fruits and vegetables. For example, we've been tracking since 1980, each decade, the volume of fruits and vegetables imported into our country has grown. Policies about water, policies about land, policies about not weighing the cost versus the benefit of actions in the regulatory nature are limiting new farmers and ranchers from entering into production agriculture. We face a real challenge as a nation to attract new young people into production agriculture. The average age of the principal operator in Texas today is 59 years old. 80% of our farmers and ranchers are over the age of 45. So we need across the nation to really remove hurdles and present opportunities for young people to engage in agriculture so we can have agriculture produced in the U.S. of A.
I'm sure you've heard and seen in during your time in Iowa this week about the ethanol industry and the impact that it's had on the state. And I know Governor Perry has been critical of the ethanol industry in the past, or at least government support of that industry. Any thoughts on that as you've traveled through the state this week?
Well, it's certainly good to see the exciting things that are happening in the ethanol industry here, and how this state has been able to take advantage of some of opportunities with corn growth and multiple uses. And I think Texans want an all of the above energy approach. I mean, we're an oil and gas state, obviously, but we recognize the need to have an all of the above energy approach for ethanol, wind. We think there are many opportunities where it comes to a little bit of rub between our differences. There are mandates from our federal government, because we see a federal government today that's $16 trillion in debt. We see a federal government today that makes decisions that harm our nation's farmers and ranchers. We see a federal government today that is in favor of taxing families who have had land in generation when the patriarchs pass on, and they want to hand that on to the future generation. We think, you know, so there's a lot of areas that need to be changed that we need to sit down and talk about. Certainly the estate tax is a huge obstacle to make certain that we've got youngsters that want to continue to be in agriculture. So we there's a lot of things we agree on. There's some areas we want to talk about. But I think this is a country where we can do that, and do it in a way where we produce what we need to eat and survive and live.